difference 24 hours makes?
I'd be lying if I didn't say it's been a long 24 hours for everybody. And I think I got to give a lot of credit to the guys. They were really down and out this morning when they came back. We had extra film. We watched film after the game last night for the first time ever. And so it was even longer, 24 hours than normal. And they bounced back nicely and played a terrific game tonight and against a very good team. And just my money, a totally different team tonight than we were last night.
Double for Evan tonight.
And I think Evan individually personified the same thing. I think he was extraordinarily disappointed with how he played last night. I think he knew he had to do more tonight. And to his credit, you know, he came in and not only made the play at the end of the game, but made early plays with rebounding. I thought he had deflections. You look at his stat line tonight, it's Matt Staley's stat line without the three-point shots. He's got numbers in every column. And for Evan in sophomore year to have to bounce back like that in an Ivy League weekend on Saturday night, I think it's kind of special. So individually for him, that was terrific.
Drew had some really, really nice passes for you guys down the stretch that really turned out to be huge.
He did. You know, I think Drew was the second guy that I think was bona fide extraordinarily disappointed with how he played last night. And I think he came in, and to his credit, he started off the game and got careless right away. And we took him out, brought Jeremy back in, and he settled down. He got his poise, and I think he was energized to find the open man tonight, and he made some terrific plays.
Yeah, final play. You are jawed off on that.
Yeah, it's a play we run all the time. So when we called the timeout to ice the shooter, it was just a question of identifying what we were going to do in the play. And we knew at 8 seconds we could get a number of things out of it. It could be a three. It could be a two. And it's just a play that we run. That side of the court, that kind of penetration, that kind of inbounding. It was a little slow inbounding. I got a little nervous when I saw that we're having trouble inbounding. But it's a pretty standard play for us. And I think no reason to call a timeout for our guys and help them set their defense, especially after they had missed a free throw and they saw the scoreboard. So it worked out well.
I wonder if you could say a little bit about how you guys were able to weather the run at the beginning of the second half.
Well, I don't know if there was anything specific that we did when they came back in that point there. I think we just try to chip away. I can't remember. Do you remember the sequence of events? Did we get to the line then?
It was a 15-nothing run by four.
Yes, I know that. But do you remember how we did it offensively to stay around? I think there were some turnovers generated as well in between. We might have got an easy basket or two.
Crowd got into it after Harris and a dunk.
Yeah, the block shot by Lynn was a big momentum play, and then the finish by Evan, I think it might have been about that time. I don't know, but I think it gave the group, I think collectively, 10:06 when they got up by one, blocked by Lynn Harris, the jumper. I think our guys hung in there and made some plays. It was a real important sequence for us because after coming off exams, we had not last night, but in the other two games, lulls in the second half with our defense and didn't hang around as long as we wanted to. So it was a positive thing for the guys.
Coach, the last few times down the court, it looked like Jimmy was open in the corner. Were you deliberately trying to go inside on the play?
Not really. I think at that point we had struggled finding Jimmy at different, we were just trying to make. At that point we had so many ticky-tack turnovers that didn't go our way. It's almost like just make a safe pass and take this thing home, that kind of thing, as opposed to we got to get it to Jim or anything like that. Certainly in the gameplay we were trying to get it to him, and Evan was a screener and he slipped to the baseline. That's how he got the layup on the play.
Does it help at all having just played Brown with their 1-3-1 trap?
Well, it's a good question because we were just talking about how we didn't feel we were as effective as them tonight as we were. So it was reasonably helpful. This definitely caught us by surprise. This definitely was effective. But I think there was a level of confidence among the group that if we could just get our spacing squared away like we did with Brown, we might be okay. So yes, it did help. It did help that it was only a week ago that we played 1-3-1. Okay, folks.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, can we get there?